Hello and welcome to Midwest Report. I'm your host, Alex, with my co-host, Paul. How are we doing today, Paul?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, well, let's talk about the bowl games. We're not going to get into too many of them. We're not going to get all of them because, let's be honest, they're not very interesting. Let's just talk about the big ones. First off, let's talk about the Rose Bowl. Fun as always. The Rose Bowl always seems to find a way to just be one of the better games of the bowl season. The Ducks pulled it off. I won some money off my dad. It was just all around a great game.
Yeah, the winner of this game really should have been in that semifinal. You know,
yep. Over Utah, I agree.
Oklahoma.
That's what I meant. Can you imagine if Oregon hadn't slipped against Arizona State?
Could you imagine if Utah was in the playoff?
Oh God, they were so bad. Well, also, I mean, to talk about that game a bit, literally half of their defense had declared for the draft.
Yeah,
and they didn't want to be there. So I understand, but also I agree. I know what you're saying is Utah, they would have been even worse for them.
They would have been worse than Oklahoma.
This was a year, though, where the fourth seed, no matter who it was, there were only three good teams in college football this entire year, it seems.
Well,
like,
before the playoffs started, I said there were only a few teams that could actually legitimately compete with LSU outside that three spot, and Oklahoma was not one of them.
No.
I said Oregon, Wisconsin, Florida, Auburn, Alabama were the only teams that could
compete.
And
I agree with that, actually.
And this year, we were talking a 16-team playoff for some reason, this would have been the perfect year for it. It would have been so good. It would have been the best 16-team playoff you've ever seen.
I've got to say, the college football fan in me wants more games.
Yeah.
But logistically, if it came down to it and they were like, okay, do you want or not? I'd say no. Because we get better games with this small amount of teams. Yeah. And it makes one of the good things about college football is how great the regular season is. We got some semifinal games in the regular season this year. Yeah. And that's
you
fun.
Know, for the first time, I actually like the idea of the six-team format to get us better semifinal games. Because could you imagine first round, Oregon-Clemson, and then Georgia-Oklahoma.
Those would have been good games.
Those would have been good games. And then they would have probably set up better semifinal matchups. You would have had probably Georgia playing LSU. And then you probably would have had...
So you think the five conference winners and then a...
I don't think there should be automatic bids.
Okay.
If it's eight, we can do automatic. I don't like automatic at six.
If it's six, if you want
three SEC teams, you go right at it.
Because, like, what if Pitt would have been Clemson last year? Or who did Clemson even play in the
Virginia.
Virginia, yeah. If Virginia would have won, I mean, they would have been automatically bid. So I agree, automatic bids are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But I do think conference championships should hold more weight.
I think they should hold some weight, but only if we're talking of the 18 playoff.
Okay, so let's continue talking about the semifinal game. So obviously the first semifinal game, LSU-Oklahoma, was an absolute blowout. Joe Burrow solidifying his status as the number one pick. Poor guy's going to end up going to Cincinnati. His career is going to fall apart and it's going to rot there.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati's a hellhole. But Joe Burrow looks like one of the better draft prospects. He should absolutely be the number one overall pick. The guy loves football. His Heisman speech was amazing. He's a great kid. Love his story. I think a thing that's also not being talked about a lot is the fact that he can be coached. Because let's look at last year. No one really knew Joe Burrow. I mean, he wasn't even starting at Ohio State. I know Ohio State had a couple of amazing quarterbacks, but he couldn't even win the starting fight there. And he obviously looks like the number one quarterback in the nation.
I mean, if he would have stayed there, he wouldn't have gotten the starting
job. No. So he's a fighter. He can be coached, and he's got heart, and he loves football. This guy is one of the better – I think he's a better draft prospect than Trevor Lawrence, honestly. I think Trevor Lawrence is overrated.
No, I think Trevor Lawrence personally is just going to do better in the NFL. That's just
a
gut feeling out of nowhere. But
well, I think he'll do better in the NFL because of who he gets drafted to. I think Joe Burrow is the better prospect, but it's going to be like Tom Brady went to the perfect situation. I don't think he's actually a better quarterback than a lot of other quarterbacks. He just, the stars aligned for him.
Now,
and I have a feeling the stars won't align for Joe Burrow.
Now, we do get to see both of them in action, so, you know, maybe if Clemson blows LSU out in some weird thing, then we could completely change their idea.
Right. Okay, and let's talk about the other playoff game now. The more interesting one, the one where people weren't very happy with the outcome because of a few things. There's been a commonality lately the past couple years with football where referees have a way of ruining what should be classics. And it's really unfortunate. Because I hate blaming refs for losses. I'm not going to blame the refs. Oh, if Ohio State wanted to win, they should have held that 16-point lead. I will 100% say that. But it is unfortunate that Clemson, it feels like a cheaper victory.
Yeah.
When they don't, when the refs get involved like this, it really does stink.
I mean, there are so many plays. There are two trap passes inside the red zone that cost them 8 points right there. There's the targeting foul that led to a touchdown and gave Clemson enough time to get the ball back and get another touchdown. That's at least 7 points, probably 10. Then there's the reversal on the fumble, the scoop and score.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the interception in the end zone late when Ohio State was down by 6 in the final minute.
Yep.
Those are just some of the plays that cost Ohio State the game right there.
Yep. So I hate blaming refs. The refs didn't lose the game. You lost it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I do understand the complaints, and it is unfortunate that such a great game, because this was a really good game,
yeah,
was kind of cheapened by this kind of play. And you see the same thing with the NFL, like the Vikings going on the road and beating the Saints in an amazing game. And you have Saints fans complaining again. It's like, okay, we understand. Mm-hmm. I actually like that no call, by the way.
I think it was a no call.
I think because they were fighting, because the defender didn't look behind.
I think they have to change the overtime rules. I've been saying this for years.
Yes, I agree.
But that's the NFL.
We're getting off track. This is college football, not NFL. But basically what I'm saying is it stinks when refs are ruining this amazing sport.
Now, the thing is, though, I think it's more of Ohio State's, because
for sure.
I think there were really only two controversial calls, and I agree with the refs on one of them, the targeting call.
Yes, I agree, too.
And the scoop and score.
No, the scoop and score,
those are the two controversial calls. And
I see.
On the scoop and score, I think that was not a catch.
No, that was a catch.
I don't think that was a catch.
He completed the process. He had the three steps. In any other case, that would have been caught. Okay, we're getting into semantics here. I just wanted to basically say, Ohio State fans, stop blaming the refs. It's your fault you lost.
Yeah.
But second of all, I understand why you're frustrated. But this happens. This is football. If you don't want to lose to the refs, don't blow a 16-point lead. Okay? That's the thing. And don't have your quarterback throw an interception with a minute left. Have him win the game for you. I mean, come on now. Don't blame the refs. I understand frustration, but don't blame the refs. So let's talk about this national title game now. This is going to be a really fun matchup. I was hoping to see Ohio State versus LSU. And I think Ohio State wins that matchup 9 out of the 10 times, by the way. But I'm really excited for this matchup.
The Ohio State Clemson matchup, right?
Oh, yes, of course. I think that this quarterback duel is going to be the most fun part to watch, I think. You have Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, probably the number one picks for the next 2 years.
Yeah. Unless Trevor Lawrence goes bad next year or something. Or we have some crazy Heisman quarterback.
Sneak up there. Yeah. What's his face? Who's Rocky Lombardi? Okay. So... like I said, the most interesting part is going to be the duel here. Clemson, they both have okay defenses. Clemson, I'm going to give the edge to Clemson's defense, so I think Clemson has a better defense. But I think, Paul, you and I both agree that this is going to be probably an offensive showdown.
I see an offensive showdown for sure. I don't think Clemson's offense is as good as people give credit
for. No, I think...
I mean, they scored 29 points in Ohio, and I know Ohio State's... Defense is
pretty amazing.
Good.
I mean, like, not pretty really good. It's amazing.
But
statistically number one, I believe, in the nation. I mean, they're good.
I think it's easy to score 29 points on great defense.
Well, and Trevor, for all the talk of Trevor Lawrence, this Clemson team relies a lot on Travis Etienne on the ground. A lot of the games they've won, it's because Travis Etienne is tearing it up and allowing Trevor Lawrence to stretch the field vertically, because there you have like the linebackers going in to try and stop Travis Etienne, because I mean he's a great runner, so then obviously that makes it easier to throw to your receivers when you've got those linebackers so close. So I think this Clemson offense is good, but I agree, I think LSU's is significantly better. I think LSU's offense is the best we've seen maybe in college football in the college football playoff era. This offense is amazing. The spread offense. Joe Burrow's a savage. So it's going to be a really fun matchup. And ultimately, I think you and I both agree. I think the Tigers are going to win this one.
The LSU Tigers.
Yes, the LSU Tigers. I think the LSU Tigers are going to win. Their defense isn't very good, but it doesn't matter. They're going to score. They're going to get a first down on every drive. They're not going to stall. They're probably going to get a touchdown on just about every other drive. Joe Burrow wakes up for spots like this. He feeds off of the disrespect. And I don't think his team is getting any disrespect, but he's like a Tom Brady, and he'll make it appear. He loves that disrespect. I think he's going to win this game. I think he's going to go out as one of the best college football players we've ever seen.
Now, what's your final score for this game?
My final score is 38-31 LSU. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, but I think it's going to be close because of that Clemson defense. 38-31, they're only going to win by 7 points, but they're going to look like they're in control most of the game. I think they come out firing the first half. By halftime, it's going to be LSU has the lead by probably like 14, but I think Clemson finds a way to stay in, and I think it might come down to the final minutes, but I think LSU's defense will actually make the stop, and I think LSU wins. What's your score?
My score is 49-24. I got LSU Tigers. You know,
got him big.
Big blowout. I have it 28-10 at like halftime, maybe like 5 minutes left in the second quarter. I think Clemson's not going to be able to stop LSU quickly. So go Tigers.
All right. Thanks for listening this year, folks. All of you out there. I think this is going to be the last podcast for a while.
Yeah.
Check in next year, obviously. We're going to be talking about making preseason predictions, I guess. So this is the Midwest Report, signing off.